Greetings and good morning, Western Colorado. Thanks so much for listening to Mountain Grown Community Radio, KVNF. It's 8 o'clock, and here's your local newscast for Friday, April 19th. Yesterday, the gas company Williams said it had received test results that show benzene in Parachute Creek for the first time. The sample showed a maximum of 2.8 parts per billion. The Environmental Protection Agency's standard for safe drinking water is 5 parts per billion. The point of benzene detection is approximately 1,200 feet downstream of the pressure gauge that Williams says was the source of natural gas liquids discovered on March 8th. Williams collected additional real-time samples at the point where the town of Parachute diverts water for its irrigation supply 2.7 miles downstream of the gas facility. There was no detection of benzene there. The company continues twice daily sampling of Parachute Creek at this diversion point. The town of Parachute uses this reservoir to provide irrigation water, not as a source of drinking water. As a precautionary measure, the city of Parachute's irrigation gate on Parachute Creek remains closed. The Denver Post reports that about 500,000 Coloradans will qualify for federal assistance when health care reform takes effect next year. Enrollment for 2014 is open from October through March. About 390,000 Coloradans will remain without insurance because they are either here illegally or would rather pay a penalty than follow the new mandate to buy insurance. The subsidies are calculated on a sliding scale so that lower and middle income buyers pay only a certain percentage of their overall income to get health care. After the first-year enrollment window closes March 31st, new health consumers can still sign up if they have a life change, such as getting married, losing a job, or having a baby. The Durango Herald reports that environmentalists failed in their attempt on Wednesday to force the cleanup of several long-dormant uranium mines on the western slope. Decades ago, Colorado's uranium belt north of Dove Creek and west of Telluride provided high-paying jobs and fuel for the country's early nuclear weapons arsenal. But the mines have been mostly shuttered since the early 80s, with only brief production from a few mines from 2004 to 2006. Activists at the Information Network for Responsible Mining, or INFORM, says it's time to clean them. They targeted two companies, Cotter Corporation and Energy Fuels. But the Mined Land Reclamation Board voted 4-2 on Wednesday to allow the companies to go on a 5-year inactive status, which means they will not have to commence cleanup. A lawyer for INFORM argued that state mining regulators have been getting it wrong for decades by letting mining companies maintain their permits, even though they aren't producing ore. Members of the mining board said they didn't want to revoke the permits that the state had granted and honored for years. A federal judge's order has blocked all uranium mining in southwest Colorado since 2011, when he found the government didn't properly study the environmental effects of leasing public lands to uranium companies. Piles of uranium waste rock outside some of the mines threaten to pollute nearby water sources, activists say. Cotter owns half a dozen mines in southwest Colorado. Energy Fuels has been buying up mines around the Colorado Plateau and wants to build a new uranium mine in the Paradox Valley. To celebrate Earth Day, the Western Slope Conservation Center is sponsoring an e-cycling event on Saturday, April 27th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. E-Waste Recyclers of Colorado will be recycling the electronics. The items will be received at two sites, in Delta at Aaron's, located at 300 Stafford Lane, and in Hotchkiss at the Delta County Fairgrounds. Joining with the Conservation Center to sponsor the event are E-Waste Recyclers of Colorado, Hotchkiss Community Chamber of Commerce, First State Bank of Colorado, Alpine Bank, TDS, Double J Disposal, and Delta Area Chamber of Commerce. Most electronics that plug in or take a charge can be recycled for free. There are fees for monitors, TVs, large printers, and floor copiers, ranging from $10 to $50. Computer hard drives will be shredded on-site to protect personal information. A complete list of the type of electronics that will be accepted is on the Conservation Center's website. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports that Powderhorn Mountain Resort will open this coming weekend with a 75-inch base. Lift 1 will run from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. The West End Lift will not be open. Season passes from 2012 and 13 and 2013 and 14 will be valid. More information is available at powderhorn.com. Other resorts have announced that they will open for the weekend, including Copper Mountain, Vail, and Breckenridge. Aspen Highlands previously was scheduled to close on Sunday, but this week announced it will be open April 27th and 28th. Donald Zuckerman, the commissioner of Colorado's Office of Film, Television, and Media, persuaded lawmakers last spring to fund a $4 million incentive program to lure film and television producers to the state. Back then, he promised he could land a Hollywood feature film production with 20% cash rebates and a unique loan guarantee program. In February, after a slow start, he landed three films, including adding to a list that now includes a Coors commercial, post-production work, and three television series. But his incentive program is out of money. He's lobbying lawmakers for additional funding. The Weather Channel's Prospectors, Discovery Communications, and actor Leonardo DiCaprio all came to Colorado for filming or post-production and earned hefty rebates. But finding more money to lure the film industry is proving troublesome. The Colorado Legislature's Joint Budget Committee last week rejected a House-approved request to increase the film's office incentive funding by $1.5 million. Colorado's neighbors are ramping up film incentive programs. New Mexico spends $50 million on film incentives and this month upped its rebate guarantee to 30%. Utah has seen a flurry of film production after increasing its rebate to 25% 2 years ago. 37 other states offer incentives. Thus concludes your daily newscast for Friday. For KVNF Mountain Grown Community Radio, my name is Eric Gould. Brian Cambria will be back with you on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody, and thanks so much for listening.